The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now on the line is the chairman of the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia, John Whitbeck. We want to have him on today because, yesterday we had this the State of the Commonwealth address by the Democratic governor of the state, Terry McAuliffe, and we wanted to make sure that we gave equal time to what the Republicans view. Good morning to you, Mr. Whitbeck.
Well, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing very, very well. I mean, there were a lot of things that the existing governor, Terry McAuliffe, had to say about the state of the Commonwealth. He also talked about the need for certain legislation. Just your overall sense of what the governor had to say and where you might beg to differ with him.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to differ with the governor because we differ on him a lot, with him a lot. You know, it's funny. He came into the speech trying to strike this tone of conciliation and everybody gets along and bipartisanship and let's not be too controversial, let's focus on the economy. And then he spent the last 15 minutes of the speech focusing on divisive social issues. I mean, this is their whole game. Every election season they gin up some new wedge issue and they ignore the economic issues that Republicans focus on.
Well, let me give an example of what he said yesterday, for example, on the issue of LGBT rights. Here is the governor, Terry McAuliffe.
Over the past 3 years, we've worked to send a message to the families and the job creators all over the globe that our Commonwealth will not tolerate discrimination against anyone, including our friends and neighbors in the LGBT community.
So is this one of the things you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Virginians want to see a change in a sluggish economy. They want to see the budget shortfall stop. They want to see the economic growth and good place to do business we're known for to be turned around. You know, after 4 years of McAuliffe or 3 years of McAuliffe, we've taken a step backward in that department. Virginians want us to focus on that, not on these divisive social issues.
Can you address, John, the practical realities of what it's going to take to win the office back for Republicans, the governor's office this year? It looked like, you know, as you look at the numbers in the presidential specifically, you saw that Hillary edged out Donald Trump by a little over 200,000 votes. And then if you included some of the third party guys who ostensibly were earning Republican votes around the state, it is really neck and neck between Democrats and Republicans in the state. What do you think are sort of what's the practical picture right now of seizing back control of the governor's office?
Well, first of all, we've got to find the formula of a Republican that can win in Virginia. I mean, we've had that before. You know, Bob McDonnell was a good example in 2009, of a Republican that had the kind of, you know, Bob's for jobs, you know, talking about the economic message that we're known for and that we focus on. But, you know, one of the things that was the bright spots of the 2016 election was the performance of our congressional candidates. In district after district, our congressional candidates and incumbents outperformed the top of the ticket by many, many points. Barbara Comstock's a great example here locally. I mean, she won by around 6 points in a district where Donald Trump lost big. These are the kind of folks that have learned the formula for winning in Virginia. We're just a different state than the other states, and what we do here to win is much different than what they do in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
What are you doing to focus on Northern Virginia? Because, you know, when you look at the purplest areas or the bluest areas in the state right now, you got to look at Northern Virginia. That is your biggest challenge, is it not?
It really is. You know, obviously that's not to take away from the fact that Virginia Beach and Henrico County and Southwest Virginia and those areas are really critical to winning for us. But let's face it, we did not have a good year in 2016 in Northern Virginia. In Loudoun County in 2014, went for Ed Gillespie over Mark Warner, which was a huge victory for us. We've got to pick off these exurbs like Loudoun and Prince William. They're critical to our success in the 2017 race. And so we're going to be focusing really heavily on our ground game, our field program in Loudoun, Fairfax, and Prince William. And we're not going to ignore Arlington, Alexandria, and places like that. They may be deep blue, but we still can get votes out of there. And it's not winning the counties. It's doing a better job of turning out our voters.
Can I ask you also about the thing the governor said yesterday regarding gun control? Here's a little bit of Governor McAuliffe yesterday.
The legislation that we passed included the first meaningful restrictions on dangerous gun ownership in a generation and showed the rest of the world that common sense compromise is possible on this issue. This year, we have an opportunity to strengthen the domestic violence protection law, which is already the toughest in America, by expanding it to include non-family abuse orders as well as permanent protective orders. This change, which is being sponsored by Senator Janet Howell and Delegate Kathleen Murphy, would keep more Virginians safe from gun crime. Additionally, let us go ahead and make 2017 the year that we make universal background checks for firearm sales the policy of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's been long something the Democrats have wanted. Is that something that might happen?
You know, I don't see that happening. I think what they try to do every year is create a new gun law that they can run on, that they can campaign on and say we're bad on guns. But look, Virginians have a long history of strong support for the Second Amendment. Our party's the party of strong Second Amendment rights, and this play by the governor, it's similar to his Medicaid expansion. It's just something that's part of a gimmick, that this is how he rolls. And I just don't think it's going to get any traction, and I don't see it happening.
Boy, isn't that true. All my gun-loving friends in D.C. always say, man, I wish I lived in Virginia, because
yeah,
that's a good place to buy guns.
Yeah.
So, this year, obviously, like I said, it's the governor's race. Paint the picture of sort of the candidate slate, if you have one, and what you expect in terms of who's going to represent the Republican Party in this year as a gubernatorial candidate.
Well, you know, we've got four candidates running. Ed Gillespie, of course, who everybody knows in the D.C. area, longtime political strategist and longtime Republican stalwart, just a great guy, one of the fine gentlemen of our party, nationally, actually. Corey Stewart, who is the chairman of one of the largest jurisdictions in the Commonwealth, Prince William County, longtime leader in that county with a great record. You've got Denver Riggleman, who's a new entrant into the race. He owns a distillery. He's a longtime defense contractor, really super guy. We met him at our annual advance that we had in December. Got to know him. And then, of course, Senator Frank Wagner from Virginia Beach. I mean, this is a man who's been fighting the good fight for us Republicans in the Virginia State Senate for years and years and years. Just a really successful businessman, Naval Academy grad. So, you know, it's interesting. Everybody in the race has, a little bit different geographic representation, but everybody's got some sort of ties to the Northern Virginia area or has been, in the D.C. metro area at least for a little bit. So
right.
I'm really excited about the slate of candidates we've got.
Well, John Wedbeck, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Take care.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.